Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Now, we asked you guys earlier in the years about your bold predictions and coaches to watch, players to watch, who would win the premiership. We asked you all about those things through the week. Let's start off when we asked you with your bold predictions for season 2018.
After round 10, the Newcastle Knights will be in the top four.
I obviously always think that New South Wales are going to win the Origin Series, but I think they will this year with the fact that, you know, JT's not going to be there, Cronk's not going to be there, and I think Freddie's a great appointment for New South Wales, and I think they'll win their Origin.
I think Russell Crowe want to settle the Rabbits.
Well, you, might I say, you all sounded so much younger back at the start of the season, but Russell Crowe wanted to sell the Rabbits. What was the thinking there?
Because he wanted to sell the Rabbits.
All right. Well, but it didn't happen.
Well, he hasn't found a buyer.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
It wasn't that bold, was it? You know, well, it was a two-horse race, but anyway, it happened.
Okay. This is the next one. This is when we asked you about your best buy.
I'm going to go with Tedesco. At some point, he'll click into gear, and I think that the platform that he will play off with Cooper Cronk and that dominant forward pack, he'll be a great buy.
Bryce Cartwright, simply because he played for the side out here, and the name Cartwright is pretty big out here. So now he's gone away, and he can just concentrate on his own game.
James Graham, he's a complete professional. He brings experience, he brings intelligence, and he brings that competitive edge that the Dragons will feed off. It'll infiltrate the club.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's enough, isn't it? We don't need to hear any more.
James Tedesco.
You can start.
You're exactly right. The longer it goes, the better it gets. And you're right too, Kenny, your impact that James Graham had on the Dragons.
I don't know about Gordon.
Can I just predict, though, that when Gordon said Bryce Cartwright, he didn't predict that Cartwright was going to go to the opposition Range Rover dealer and buy a Range Rover from the other mob in on the Gold
don't
Coast.
Don't bring that
there.
Up, Anthony.
Why not?
Okay.
Huh?
That's not cool, mate.
But why didn't you...
Don't stab people in the back when they're
I'm
not in the
room stabbing
with you,
anyone in the
what
back,
what was Gordon's
mate?
First one?
He was Bryce Cartwright.
No, the other one before
that.
Oh, that
was... Well, I can't remember that.
No, he laughed when you tipped New South Wales.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, here
I can't hear it because Maroon turns my headphones down, so I can't hear any predictions.
I'm not in control of your headphones.
I can't hear.
That's your head noise.
Your bold predictions, your worst buy of 2018, who would it be?
The worst buy is the guy that they didn't buy to replace Ben Hunt at the Broncos. I think when you lose a player like that...
That's genius, Gordon.
The worst buy, I would say, at this stage is Chris McQueen. The Tigers spent a lot of money to get him to the club, and he's played reserve grade this weekend.
Well, I've got to say, Kenny, that was better than when you run the media race at the stall gift. You were that far ahead. You were that far ahead there. Poor old Chris McQueen. What's the latest on Chris McQueen?
They're looking to move him on.
Yeah. All right. Now, at the start of the year, during the bold predictions,
Where's Gerds' one there?
Gerds wasn't here.
I think
that
I said
day.
Jack Bird.
Yeah,
they didn't play it for some reason.
I think you weren't
Who
here
did
that
you
day.
Say?
I don't know. I must have been
worst on. Buy. Who would have Gerds? Gordy, can you pay attention? Who would Gerds have said was worst buy at the beginning of the year?
Oh God, I reckon he might have said someone like Tedesco.
Nah,
best and worst.
The coach.
Thanks for paying attention, Gordon.
He's just not even listening.
I couldn't hear the first one. I can't hear you guys.
Oh, come on, mate. Come on. It's not your best day today. Come on, mate.
You would have probably said something like Mitch Moses.
Maybe Moses.
But Moses was already at Para.
That's a good point.
That's a good point, yeah.
The coach
I'm
under.
I'm paying attention to myself.
The coach under the most prediction, most pressure, I beg your pardon. Your prediction.
Stephen Kearney. Not so much to the point where that, you know, he was a guy over there that was not doing a good job. Just for the pure fact, I just thought the core group over there at the Warriors needed to change their attitude.
Trent Robinson's under pressure. They've recruited, they've gone into the market, the Roosters have signed a lot of players, and they want to win a premiership. So I think anything less than a grand final from the Roosters, I don't think they'd sack him because they're not the sort of club that's knee-jerk that way. But I think he's under pressure to get them to at least a grand final.
Every coach is under pressure.
Is Wayne Bennett under any pressure?
Absolutely. You're hearing that Brisbane have gone out and spoken to Paul Green. Kevvy Walters is back at the club and Wayne sort of asked him and then didn't want him. So they're sort of getting some people around him just in case if the wheels fall off Wayne.
Well, you're all kind of right there because Steve Kearney, the Warriors, I mean...
Did Gordon say Wayne Bennett or did you say it for him?
I said Wayne. So I did. I tipped him into that. Okay. I tipped him into that. Yeah. But again, yeah, Candy, you were right on the money there.
Well, look, it's hard. They've answered it. They've all responded. The coaches we nominated as being under pressure all responded.
Maybe they were listening.
Maybe.
Where their motivation?
The Dally M medalist. Here we go, boys.
Corey Norman.
I've picked Thurston.
Thurston.
Oh, you're all.
Wonder who won that battle.
Bomb bomb.
Yeah.
Thurston or Corey Norman? Oh, you'd have to say probably Thurston.
Nah, you know what? I thought Thurston had a pretty good year.
He had a good year.
Yeah, he had a better year than the other guy.
We had to let Hoops go early because he said Chris McQueen. I just didn't want him to be around for that. Just kidding.
You're hopeless, Maroon. Stop doing it.
All right, now here we go. The bold prediction premieres for 2018.
I like the Eels this year. They finished fourth last year and they've got a lot of different ways they can win a game. They can do it with their defence. They really bully sides. They can do it with, obviously, their class in attack. And they can also, they've got the halves to play the patient waiting game as well. So, and I think they've really got a great leader there in Brad Arthur. And I think this year the Eels are going to give it a really good shake.
I like the Cowboys. They showed something to themselves last year during that finals run. And I think that it's got them hungry again. I like the fact they've got McLean coming into the side. They've got Matt Scott essentially... is a new player because he didn't play all but two games last year. And then you've got Jonathan Thurston just in his final season. I think as the season begins to heat up, that will become an emotional trigger for the Cowboys to send him out on the right note.
I think Roosters and Cowboys will play in their grand final.
Well, the Roosters are in the grand final, so I think technically Gordy wins that. By half
a
point.
No, he doesn't, because, God, you can't. No, you're asked to pick who you...
He hasn't answered one question correctly.
He hasn't answered one question yet.
Hang on, you said Cowboys, and you said Parramatta.
Please, a lot better than you.
Listen, every question you've answered...
In the Courier Mail...
Every question you've answered, you've had two bob each way.
Exactly. In the Courier Mail, right, because you guys kept on saying, and I said...
Every coach is under pressure. Every coach.
Well, they all are under pressure, Paul.
Well, none of them are. None of them got sacked.
Now, that's a lie.
Griffin
His
was
name
under
was
pressure.
Anthony Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin, fair call.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there we go, guys. The bold predictions. I have to say, a couple of times, Paul, you were absolutely 100% spot on.
Thanks, Anthony.
You were spot on, I think, once their rhyme, which is fantastic too. And Gordy, I don't think you come through with the goods today.
Didn't strike a blow, Gordon.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you are overpaid as an expert.
Tell me about it.